All right, all right. It is Mini Views. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the phone lines. And boy, oh boy, guys, I have been waiting on this one for a minute, for like a hot minute. Yeah, I'm not alone in studio today. I have two lovely gentlemen in front of me here. Do you guys want to, you know, introduce yourselves, surprise the listeners, talk to them nice. Good morning. Saying,
okay, man, big up on yourself. It's Tev.
Ooh.
What's good? It's Z Nixter.
Not Z Nixter and Tev in the building. No, man, this deserves a round of applause. I'm going to clap them. Clap them up. Yeah. Welcome, welcome. We are here to talk to the both of you, more specifically Tev. This artist, you know, we've had this song in rotation, yeah, and y'all gonna hear it again. It's Fiend. What a song, nice.
Appreciate that. Appreciate
when I first got this track, first of all, I had a sister in shout me out on Twitter. She mentioned me. She said, "I know I supposed to message you on a different way, but there's a song I want you to hear, and I can send it to you in WhatsApp." Okay, thanks. Bye. And I'm like, Lord of mercy. All right, fine. Just because of you, young mom, I'm going to listen to the song. And she sent it to me over WhatsApp. And I was like, you need to send this to my email ASAP. And you know, she didn't. She never sent it right away. It took her a while. But me never pay her no mind. Me done send it to you and I say, this is a local artist. Listen to this thing. We need this in rotation ASAP. And here we have it. My youth, what? You know that... You don't, it's the quality of the music for me. Like, I have so much to ask you. And I'm very excited about this interview. But it's, how do you, all right, describe your sound for the listeners. What kind of music, if you do have a genre that you fall under? I know some of us are going genreless or what have you, but describe your sound and all of that for our listeners.
When it comes to the sound, I'm still trying to figure that out right now. I'm trying to develop a whole cultural standpoint in the sound itself, which is incorporating the accent. So me trying to figure that out, I wouldn't say I in a whole genre per se, but I would say I dance around dancehall, hip-hop, rap, afrobeat, those simple things, I guess, that supports the culture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a melting pot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Me, I don't know.
To figure out the Cayman sound and how to incorporate that. You know what I mean?
True. Because when we think about local music, this is a big debate all the time. What does our local music sound like? What is Cayman sound? Who can answer that? For like, it's a bit of hip hop. It's a bit of R&B. It's a bit of rap. But like, who can really identify the sound? You know. So I love that you have taken the time to really dive in and explore different genres and melt them together, blend them together. So let's see, what are some of the topics you touch on in your music and what inspires them?
I would list out my favorite artists. I would say J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. And they speak on the whole culture, things that happen in the States, you know, the whole deep aspect of it. I wouldn't really touch on that too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to see how that would reflect in Cayman. And I see it, of course. And I said, all right, cool. How can I put this into the sound with the Cayman accent so that it can be accepted by us and push forward globally?
That's another thing, too. Do you think we here in Cayman accept our own sound? Do you think we support it and accept it and push it forward? Like,
we love it socially, but I don't think we love it in music per se.
Say that again. We love it how?
Of course, socially.
Socially, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree 110%. Okay. When did you get your start in music? How did that come about
first
for you?
Song in 2004, way back in
2004?
Yeah, we young. Right after Ivan. My mama went to the States and we recorded this song right in this little old booth. And from then I was just like, all right, cool. Yeah, I love music.
So you've been in this thing?
Oh, yeah.
You've been in this thing?
I've been taking it serious now for about 5 years.
Nice.
Like a long time, but
what would you say has been one of your biggest accomplishments so far?
Learning to mix and master produce music myself.
Aha.
Being that I teach myself to do all of these things. First of all, for anybody out there, save me money, of course. And, you know, I get to learn myself how I feel about the music, how I can take things in certain directions that other producers can't do for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't make anybody have control over the direction of my song and what I want to create.
Amazing. That's very important that you said you learned how to mix and engineer and master. This is something I talk about a lot. This is, if you can do this as an artist as well, guys, like you can produce your own music, this is how you get the upper hand of knowing your sound and being able to mix your sound in a way that no one else can. Right. So when they hear a song from Tev, yeah, man, that's a Tev, produced right. by Tev. Mm-hmm. It never produced by X, R, Y, or Z. So that's amazing. Kudos to that. It's not an easy thing to do, you know. I'm still a ping pong pan logic, you understand? but you know, what else? I have so much to ask you. I'm just trying to pick, choose, and refuse the best questions. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Pandemic aside, you know, matter where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Already figured out how I would carry the sound. Mm-hmm. Already put the accent to work. Mm-hmm. You know, just influencing the other artists that came on here, or even bringing up some, you know, spark the interest in other artists to say, all right, cool, I can actually do this too. It's all about identity for me. So I came on here, we lost our culture, right? I believe that. So.
Oh gosh, thank you for saying it, because if me did say it, I think them would have put me power on cross out of 7 Mile Beach there.
We can talk about it
on a different time. But nobody really doing, we don't want to acknowledge it, right? And we don't want to go find any resolutions or any solutions right. for it. But we'll touch on that again. Thank you for saying that. Yeah,
so touching that, I guess, is through music for me, right? So I'm trying to revive the culture or create culture in that sense through my music and using the accent, because that's the only thing I say that we have to identify ourselves with. We came on an accent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is one thing that you could tell every single Caymanian who may be listening right now, or if they're somewhere else, because we have international and regional listeners too. Big up. And they're hearing this and they too want to dive into music. They want to be a recording artist, or they want to be an engineer or producer. What's one thing that you would let them know?
The cliche thing is be you. But literally be
you. See, yeah. guys, so you know, so when I tell you to be your authentic self, it's not a lie.
But you have to find the authentic inside of you. You have to deep dive and do that work and then find out about you. Once you discover that, then you have your secret weapon, your tool, your superpower, and now you can express and show the world.
Yeah.
So that's what
I love that. So Nick, we're not going to make you sit here. It's not your pretty looks to hear for alone. Yeah. you seem to be the right hand man. But Tev, what has this been like working with him so far, and what can we expect? Camilo say you have a lot of great things dealing with, you know. If you know, you know, and if you don't know, you get left. But just so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Tev and I kind of reconnect on the fact that we see this as a mission. You know, we're working on a project called the KY Sound, as he keeps mentioning, and it stems from the fact that, you know, when you see the Toronto scene with Drake and the Six, like, you know.
Yeah, OVO.
But you can identify what that sounds like.
That's true.
You know, when you go West Coast, you know what they sound like. East Coast, you know what it sounds like. Lagos, Nigeria, Wizkid and all that. You know what that sounds like.
They have a sound.
Jamaica, right beside us, you know.
They have a sound.
Sound upon sound. So they're stemming off sounds, creating new sounds, you know what I'm saying? But what does Cayman sound like?
True. Like, even when you go as far as Barbados, they now, not thanks to Phil, but I feel like more recently in this TikTok era, thanks to Father Phil, you just brawling, calling, and you can easily now identify a Bajan because you understand. So, Cayman, what is our sound? Let's talk about it. What we got to go back to some months about in the sound. Okay, if that what we got to do, let's do it.
You asked me before about the international aspect of telling people why I think they should be doing their music.
Yeah.
For Caymanians, they cannot do what we can do.
Period.
We can do what they do, like put on the whole
easily.
American accent, but they cannot do what we are doing and can do and have been doing and will always be doing.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah. Let's utilize
that. On this, I'm talking it right now.
Please.
And the point of talking about the lost culture isn't just to be rebellious or, you know, on the edge or anything. Uh-huh. It's literally just about acceptance. Because once you accept what the reality is, then you can move forward and make a change.
Oh my gosh.
So that's kind of the real, like, once we're being real with ourselves, as you were saying, being authentic, then we know, okay, these are the issues that we were having. This is where we'd like to go. how about we make some steps to get there?
Wow.
And that's kind of all that we're doing at Zen Productions, kind of trying to bridge that gap between Cayman's heritage and a group of young people that are not afraid to be authentic with themselves and push themselves over the edge.
Yep.
To create a new cultivated culture for Cayman.
You guys, oh my gosh, we could literally sit here and talk about this all day. I am very tempted to, but he can't. I might just have you guys in on the morning, on the midday show. Wow. Tev, Nick, thanks so much for coming in. All right, so we know about Fee. Big ups to Takiya Chanel, Bright and Face the podcast. Bigger up. I was listening to one of the episodes and yeah, my song come up. Yeah, I was like, that's my song right there. Bigger up. So I love hearing that. I love when we can incorporate our local music into these local happenings. Mm. Like, that's amazing to me. So Ed, what can we expect now that we have Fiend? Talk to me nice. Or if you can't, if it's a big secret, don't worry about it, and we'll premiere it here.
I just told you exactly what you're doing.
Okay, so
you
okay.
Out for this accent, you and trust me, you're gonna be able to hear it. You know.
All right then, don't say another word. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We have lots more to talk about. We're gonna touch on it. We're gonna arrange it. You guys are doing amazing things in the Cayman Islands, and I look forward to what's to come. Ladies and gentlemen, if you never know, you know now. And it would be a shame of me to end this break without playing this song right here. So here's Tev with Fiend.
You have what you need. I wanna give you everything that you need. Get love on your body, I'm a fiend to the beat. It's alright.